This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can, as always, dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We will go to your calls and thoughts and also the story I promised on our Friday night show, but we never got a chance to get to, about the FCC, which is a government agency. I mean, I don't like any government agencies, but one that I happen to be the least fond of. Because they happen to be the one that regulates the business of the radio world. So we'll get into that. But it's actually not about radio. It's about their robocaller enforcement division, targeting those pesky phone salespeople robots that
God, I hate those things.
You at all hours of the day.
You know, I mean, I don't know which ones you get, but I get these ones where they're like, you requested information on pain management. No, the hell I did not.
Your car's warranty is expired.
Yeah, the car's warranty thing, too.
Student loans,
wait a second.
I've never had.
You know nothing about my car's warranty,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the only car that was in my name.
I've never had
name,
a warranty. It's well, always used for me.
I don't have a car in my name. This is my cell phone you're calling, so you're certainly not calling any other family member.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently sold my car, which was a 2002 F-350 that was rusted out, right? Like, there's no way that they're going to warranty that anyway. Just a bunch of lies.
Yeah. The good news is they have been fined $208 million. The bad news is the FCC has only collected almost 6,800. Not quite, but, you know, we're getting there.
I don't think this is working.
So we'll tell you more about that story. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget our Discord server, where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you jump into one of those Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So we go to your calls and thoughts, starting out with Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Dave. Go ahead.
Good news.
Oh, good.
Apparently, there's been a bail reform law that has passed in New Hampshire, and the population of the main jail, the most populous jail in New Hampshire, the one in Manchester, is down from 500 to 230.
Holy crap. What is this reform that you're talking about?
I mean, sometimes you know how it is that really bad things get through and we don't notice until they're law. Well, this is a case where something good apparently got through and we didn't notice until it was law. Or I don't even know. I think it's a law, but maybe it's just a bureaucratic thing, but I think it's a law.
Well, I know the ACLU has been working, the ACLU of New Hampshire specifically, has been working on bail reform, so it wouldn't surprise me if this was their project. Is this the one I believe that I've heard about from them, where it means that if you can't afford to pay bail, they can't hold you, basically?
I don't know. The Union Leader article said that the people are kind of going into programs, basically, instead of in jail. And the superintendent of the jail has actually requested a budget decrease.
Well, that doesn't sound like bail reform. Programs are generally only available to people who've been sentenced. So bail reform would affect the people who haven't been sentenced, who have not been to trial, who are being held pre-trial. And I know the ACLU of New Hampshire was working on that. Maybe there was some confusion in the Union Leader on, you know, what exactly is going on here.
The Union Leader did mention bail reform near the top of the article, but, I mean, that may not have been the only factor.
I see. Okay.
Another thing, apparently, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just think that's good news. People get screwed over. If they don't have a bunch of money and they get arrested for whether the charge is legit or not, and in a lot of cases they aren't, they get held without trial for some amount of time before they finally go into court. And if they're found not guilty, you don't get the 3 months back or however long it was, 6 months that
right,
you were in
you've either
jail.
You've either got to be rich or you're going to have to plea, and that's just how these things go.
That's how they set it up.
Yeah, that's how it's – they don't have the manpower to give everybody a trial. At this point in the United States, like the whole place, far fewer than 1% of charges end up in a trial, which means that the vast majority of people that are in prison, the vast majority, nearly 100% of people who are in prison and jail and all that stuff who are post-sentence, they pled out.
Dude, I go out every month.
They didn't get a trial.
I go every month to the courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire, and on jury selection day, and I'm there with flyers about jury nullification, which is about your right as a juror to vote your conscience in a case. So you don't have to vote based on the facts. You can say not guilty based on your feeling about the law. You think the law is bad? Like, let's say the war on drugs. You think it's a bad law? Just toss out the case. Not guilty. You have the right to do that. I stand out there every single month, and I'm telling you, I think it's gotten a little worse over time, but it's half the months of the year, they don't have any trials. Half the time, I will go out to the court, and no one's there. Normally, if there's jury selection, there's like a few people waiting out front when the doors first open. Nobody's there.
You're one guy standing in front of a huge flood, attempting to stop this from occurring. The fact is that
trials don't even occur, though. That's what I'm telling
you. It's not about information at this point. People have enough. They know they can get a trial.
Yeah.
It's that the prosecutors have the deck rigged.
Absolutely. I'm just telling you how bad it is. A single trial.
I know. No, it's bad. I got it. It's rigged. I mean, wouldn't even, it doesn't, in many cases, it doesn't even make sense to take it to trial. It takes either, it basically takes a lunatic to say, sorry, I didn't do this, and I will not plead to something I didn't do. I just said that, and I guarantee you, somebody's going to call in and say, I said just that, and then I did X number of years as a result. Because it happens all of the time. Juries, once you take it to trial, this is the problem, juries find you guilty 66% of the time.
Yeah.
Two out of three people that actually go to trial are found guilty. One would presume that the people that have the audacity to take a charge all the way through are more likely to be innocent than guilty, so you would have a different number. But the juries are just rubber stamps. These people want to go home. They're nincompoops, ignoramuses. They have no business trying their neighbors.
The other thing to bear in mind in terms of people not paying bail, You may not want to pay bail because you don't want to fund the bad guys. You want to do the right thing. And that happened to me when they arrested me at the Joe Biden event. I refused to pay the bail guy because I didn't want to help the bail guy. He's the bad guy.
I'm the same way as you. I do not pay fines into this system. If somebody wants to pay bail on my behalf, I can't stop them from doing that, but I've never asked for that to occur. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Let's go to a different Dave. This one's in New Mexico. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say the bail guy could be the good guy, too, and in some cases. Oh, and thanks for the memory. You were talking about Jarhead the other day when I tried to call.
That's a movie.
I'm in two different movies with a Gyllenhaal and Garrity that was in Jarhead, so thanks for that memory.
How many degrees are you from Kevin Bacon?
Kevin, how do you count degrees anyway? So if you know him personally, is that one degree?
No. Good
question.
The way it works with the 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon game is that if you are a person who is in a movie with Kevin Bacon is 0 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
I believe. Okay.
Check on that for me, Ian. 0 degrees from Kevin Bacon, and then if you are in a movie with somebody who is in a movie with Kevin Bacon, you are then 1 degree from Kevin Bacon. And if you are in a movie with somebody who was in a movie with Kevin Bacon, then you're 2 degrees. That kind of thing.
Okay. Well, then I'm 1 degree from everybody in Hollywood. Because by the time that you've associated with a few of them, they've associated with everybody else, and so you end up being 1 degree from everybody.
Okay, so Mark, according to Wikipedia, you're incorrect.
Okay,
at least my understanding of what you just said. because I was looking for this at the same time. But Kevin Bacon himself has a Bacon number of zero, so okay. He is the zero. The actors who have worked directly with Kevin Bacon have a Bacon number of one. I presume that would also include, like, his mother and, you know, direct family members and things
no,
like
no,
that.
No, no, not in a movie.
It's only That's, people
it's
in movies?
It's a game about, it's a movie game.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because I thought it was just, like, anybody who's connected to Kevin Bacon.
Not as I understand
it. And I'd heard that since the internet, it's gone down to, like, 2 degrees. Like, nobody's more than 2 degrees separated from Kevin Bacon.
I don't know.
We're coming up here.
The internet
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got the news about the FCC failing miserably at collecting any of its fines from the $208 million that they've issued. We'll tell you more about that. Ian and Mark in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 855-450-3733.
Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West. Was it liberty and opportunity or lawlessness and violence? Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, whomever. They're just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. You join us. It's going to be a great event.
I've never been.
Yeah, and you're going.
Yep.
Freedom, I'm going to be actually moderating a panel this year. I'm
What's
excited.
It going to be about?
I, at this point, they have yet to give me that.
They just know you
down.
Want. They know that they want you to moderate a panel.
Correct.
Just don't know which one.
Right.
Okay.
Put me in the right place. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount. You get $50 off. FTL50, $50 off your ticket. By the way, if you're not convinced, right, like you're sitting there, oh, you know, whatever, convention, go check out freedomfest.com/FTL, and you can see the five best speeches from last year. If this doesn't convince you, nothing will, right? Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free, freedomfest.com/FTL. It's freedomfest.com/FTL.
All right, to your phone calls and thoughts, we have Mike in Janesville, Wisconsin, listening to WCLO. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
My call is actually about Google.
Yeah.
You guys are right on when it comes to the chronic pain and all these other calls that you get on these robocalls.
Yep.
But Google, evidently they have a listing that comes out, which you know, you never sign up for, but they want you to verify your business listing. I have a business that I've been in business for over 30 years.
Okay.
And never had an issue when it was white pages, but now that it's Google, they call me, it needs to be updated and this and that. Well, I'm a dedicated contractor right now. I don't need it, so I want to just deny the whole thing. Well, it's going to cost me to deny it.
How?
Now, not as much as what it would cost me if I verified it.
I don't understand. So, what do you have to... I've never gone through this before, so I don't know what they charge. I can't imagine they charge just
to list you. I don't know what they charge. They've never told me, but they said that they're, you know, your numbers are automatically put in this thing, but they want to have it updated so it's verified, so
yeah.
The customers are getting the correct information.
And you're saying you're so busy, you don't need any new customers. You don't need the advertising?
Well, I'm dedicated. I'm a dedicated contractor right now.
Does that mean that you're under contract and you aren't available? Is that what you mean by dedicated?
I've been in construction for years,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm doing some trucking that is dedicated to one company.
Tell me how ignoring these emails or whatever, or their calls or whatever, how is it that that's going to cost you?
Well, it doesn't cost me to ignore it. Basically, the call comes in, and I have about 100 people that I see every week delivering appliances. So I don't know what these numbers are when they come in, so I answer. And then it will tell you, you know, please stay on. This is very important. Your Google listing may be displaying false information. And I've always hung up. And every once in a while, I'll get on there and I'll try to talk to somebody, try to get this off. There are 300 companies that contract with Google to try to get this stuff verified. So I can push, do not call me again. But I got to do this 300 times before it's all done.
Jesus.
But one guy that I had talked to, yes, it's going to cost me to verify it, but it would be less if I denied it. That's why I'll just keep hanging up.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. At this point, it's starting to sound like you're being scammed because I look, I'm not going to say Google's a perfect company. It's certainly not. There are all kinds of things to criticize about Google. But there's definitely a chance that somebody who is not Google is calling you and saying, hey, why don't you pay us and we'll make sure that your information's verified. I mean, that sounds really scammy to me. Like, how do you know it's Google?
I must say, I haven't, knowing all the people I know that are in business.
Because sometimes some of the numbers actually reflect regular cell phone numbers from our area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they you can these people with these computers, they can get any number they want.
Yeah,
and just
that sounds really shifty. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if you were to go through with this supposed verification process. It wouldn't surprise me if they asked for your username and password, or if they asked for your routing number or account number on your bank account.
I just ignore them. They say they're going to mail something to the house, and then it's going to have a number, and I got to call in. I got to go through all this stuff.
I don't buy it. I mean, maybe it is true, and maybe somebody else out there can say.
It's terrible.
Yeah, maybe it's true, and maybe somebody else out there can somehow verify this, but I think that these sound like phishing calls to me. That's just based on what you've said. That's the impression that I get from this. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for the heads up for other folks, too, because, first of all, if it is Google, that's annoying. It's annoying of, you know, what they're doing to him, changing phone numbers and trying to reach him about this. That tactic sounds like a scam tactic, doesn't it?
It does. It's fishy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I will say that GoDaddy, for instance, I have a few websites, and they call me on a relatively regular basis just to say, hey, how's things going with your website?
Do they really?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to talk to you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That makes sense. They've got salespeople, and you know they're likely identifying you, and they're identifying themselves. You could verify that with them. You could ask them for some verification, get a phone number, look up the number. You could verify that. And of course, either way, remember, you don't ever want to give a username and password out to anybody claiming to be from any company, even if you were expecting their call. I mean, it's generally very bad security. Generally what they'll say is, our people will never ask you for your password. They have systems to allow you to log in, and you know, if you forgot your password, verify those things. So if you've ever got somebody asking you for that stuff, it's a red flag, possible scam, likely scam. Likely you're just being fished. And that's going on here. They probably have a boiler room, you know, full of scam artists whose job it is to try to collect money from people to supposedly update their profile, but really they're just trying to collect money from people and acting like they've done things. There was a story not too long ago about some guy who got arrested because he sent fake invoices to big companies like Google and Facebook.
Right, and got a paid.
Yeah, and they're just like, pay that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, we gotta pay it.
We got an invoice. Gotta pay it.
Right. We just pay invoices. The people at the accounting department, they can't possibly know.
How would they?
Everybody who paid, you know, anything, as long as your invoice looked good enough, then you're probably gonna be okay.
Yeah, I think, I don't recall the exact details in the article, but it was a lot of money. Like, he bilked them for a couple $100,000 or more over some amount of time.
See?
It's like, you gotta stop at some point.
You know, it's just not gonna work that way.
Right.
If you'd have done it for 30 or 40,000 a year and just lived fine doing it.
Got greedy.
But you wanted to go out and drink every night, and you wanted to party and have a nice car and do all that stuff, and it's still not work. Sorry, man, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, well, it did work, but then, you know, the more you do it, the closer you get to getting busted, right? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, of course, I don't advocate engaging in fraud, but, you know, it is funny. I mean, you gotta admit, it's pretty amusing that these big corporations, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing, and they're taking advantage of that, these scammers. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Yeah, if somebody claims to be from Google, I'd ask them to prove it. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports the E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef. More than 100 people in six states sick, including Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. It is still not known the brand of meat affected.
Some people did something.
President Trump on Twitter tweeting a video of Minnesota Congresswoman Democrat Ilhan Omar making her statement that some people did something on 9/11. She never mentions radical Islamic terrorists. Edited into this video, actual footage from the terrorist attack 17 and a half years ago.
Some people did something.
Right now. Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Above this video, President Trump tweeting in all caps, "We will never forget." You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget about Liberty Stickers. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from your car with Liberty Stickers. .com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know they love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you at libertystickers.com. And yes, they do custom work. So you got a business, you got an event, or whatever it is you need to promote as a bumper sticker, they can make them for you. Libertystickers.com. That's where we got ours. Free Talk Live and LRN.FM bumper stickers. So if you want to test out the quality, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Our mailing address is right there, and you can send off a self-addressed stamped envelope. If you want Free Talk Live, just let us know. If you want LRN.FM or both, we'll put them both in there, no problem, and ship it right back to you. And you can find out the quality of the Liberty stickers and get yourself Free Talk Live bumper sticker. LibertyStickers.com and promote.freetalklive.com. All right, back to your calls and thoughts here. Jake is on the line in Texas. Jake, where are you calling from in Texas?
Oh, I'm calling from northeast Texas, northeast of Amarillo.
Excellent. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, okay. So a comment on the last caller with the whole Google thing.
Yeah.
I was getting inundated with phone calls from Microsoft. And they were telling me that my computer is going to crash and on and on and on. And I listened for, I don't know, 18 minutes, 20 minutes before they were starting to edge towards, you know, paying money. So I hung up on them, I got online, and I actually called the 800 number to Microsoft. And I went through the menu and got a hold of technical support, got a legitimate Microsoft person on the line, and told him my scenario. He said, Microsoft will never call you.
Right. Yep.
Google will never call you.
I tell you, if you have a problem with Google, you certainly can't call them.
You can't get them to call you. You sure as hell can't call them or get them to call you.
God help you if you have a problem with Facebook.
Well, which is fine. And you know, the other point is, you mentioned something about GoDaddy. I have a very successful friend of mine that has a business. He actually went away from GoDaddy just because of the inundated phone calls, as you were mentioning. How's everything going? And, you know, I'm very, very, very skeptical of everything, and I just wanted to make that point. These companies typically will not call you. Microsoft is not going to call you. Ask for money to help you fix your computer.
Right. How would Microsoft even know that your computer was going to crash? Like,
it's just a word to these computer people.
You know, once again, and no offense, they're mostly East Indian and or a foreign language. And the first thing the technical person asked me, well, told me, is we don't call you. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what was the person's ethnicity? And I said, well, it certainly wasn't American. No offense. And he said, well, you're being scammed. And we hear this all of the time.
I bet they
do.
So,
anyways, that's all I wanted to drop on you.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate you calling in and backing me up on that. Because that was a scam.
Man.
Do not give them your information. They're going to want your routing number. They're going to want your account number. And then it's going to get real bad for you. So, they don't call. They don't. And this happens, too, with, like, the cryptocurrency world, where you'll log into, like, Kraken.com, one of these crypto trading websites, and they have warnings up, like, we don't have phone support. Like, it's not just about them calling you. It's about you thinking you're calling them.
Right. Somebody sends you an email and says, blah, blah, blah.
Or you Google it. You search for Kraken phone number, and then you get a number to a scammer.
Wow.
And then they answer the number, Kraken phone support, how can I help you?
Right.
You know?
Inbound phone scams.
Yeah.
I got to say, I hadn't heard of this before.
Okay, sir, just give me your login information and I will
whammo-bammo.
Take care of this for you.
And that's it. Oh, man.
Boom, all your Bitcoin gets traded and withdrawn and you're done.
Yeah.
Can't get it back.
I suppose that could happen to Bank of America or something, too. Right?
Yeah, fake phone support, sure.
Sure,
yeah.
Somebody could somehow get high enough on the right. Google responses, yeah.
Mm. All right, so we continue with your calls and thoughts. Larry, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, now, boys.
Hey.
Hey, Larry.
I would try to break the ice with a joke, but I won't do it, okay?
Oh, no, I don't hear it.
Okay, why did chicken lay his egg on the line?
I don't know.
Because we want to lay it on the line. Hey, you know what I'm still thinking about? I'm thinking about a sign that I have on the back of my truck, right? I have a glass rack on it. The sign says, would you take the mark of the beast to keep your iPhone? Most people have given a thumbs up, and now I'm changing it this week. Would you worship the devil and sacrifice him to keep your iPhone?
Now, wait a minute. Do you think that the people giving you thumbs up are giving you the thumbs up because they would indeed sell their soul for an iPhone? Or are they giving you a thumbs up because they think that it's a really smart sign and they're congratulating you for having
it? I feel like
But I was at the State House, right? And there was a group of high schoolers. They was all dolled up like the rappers and everything. All of them had iPhones. I went by with the sign. I said, would you take the mark of the beast to keep your iPhone? And they admitted that they would take the mark of the beast. They say, where do we have to go to get it? Because I was in an AT&T store, right? It was closing, and there was looked like the zombies from the Night of the Dead or something coming to get their iPhones. People will take the mark of the beast or anything else to keep their iPhone. And a more brutal question is to tell them they will worship the devil and sacrifice all their time and their money to the iPhone to keep it. And even if they offer them a regular flip phone with they could keep in communication, they would still sell their soul to the devil to keep their iPhone.
People do love their technology.
So since I have an Android phone, am I going to heaven?
Well, you know, you're not going to heaven, but you know the problem is when you lose it and it goes down for a certain period of time, then your whole attitude changes. It's an emotional roller coaster ride for most people. I see that on them. I know I tried to have an iPhone, and I end up not having it because it's nothing but a waste of time. And
it can certainly lead to that. There's no doubt about
it,
Larry.
That's all it is.
But they can also be productive. I mean, you can also...
Praise God.
Oh, okay.
I'm Larry. Laughing at you guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. But these are tools. They're technological tools that are very, very powerful. You know, the iPhone, the Android phones
right.
of these days are very, very powerful. They're many times more powerful than computers from a decade ago. You can now basically put something that's more powerful than a computer you had a decade ago, a full-size desktop computer, in your pocket.
Right.
And, of course, the internet connections allow you to have the access to all the world's knowledge, you know, at your fingertips.
Right. It's basically a superpower in so much as if you knew all the facts that you could find out within... 5 minutes of Googling, if you knew them immediately and you knew them 15 or 20 years ago, you'd have been considered the smartest person on the planet.
But there's a bunch of dumb things that can be done with these phones, time-wasting things.
Right, you can just hang on every word that's posted on your Instagram account. You can
play endless, mindless games.
Yep, you can spend your whole time playing games.
Which, you know, everybody's going to die someday, and we're all just burning time but until that time.
Right.
So what does it matter whether you're playing, what's the Candy Crush? Is that what it's called that everybody's into?
It used
Farmville.
Farmville used to be a thing, yeah.
You know, what does it matter whether you're doing that or watching football? You know, what's the difference? People should be able to do whatever they want with their stuff. Now, I think that there are some legitimate critiques of folks using their phones too much, and certainly there's legitimate critique of, you know, losing situational awareness when you're on these things. I mean, you know, I remember when we were in Acapulco, there was literally holes in the street. So if you weren't paying attention, if you're like just meandering around on your phone, there you go. You just broke your legs.
Yeah.
You know, have a nice day. And so there's that. And then Vincent was telling me today he was at some event at the college, and there was a security guard there who was standing in the corner on his phone the entire time, paying zero attention to what was actually going on.
Everybody's safe.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us. Bring whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we will take your calls about what you want. Back to the phones and to the fun. We go to Jerry, listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Go ahead, Jerry.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, if I were king, I would ban all smartphones to everyone in the world except for emergency services and business people. The rest of the world, I would allow flip phones that could not text, because this country is going down the tube so fast by this so-called miracle invention that I'm afraid it's going to do this country in. Let me give you an example of the physical issues. I watch people, I've watched them for years, and the people have to work with their hands. For instance, 2 weeks ago, I saw two of our garbage men picking up garbage on a neighbor's street.
Mm-hmm.
One man was on a cell phone. He had his phone up to his ear. He's picking up one bag at a time with the other hand. The other garbage man, who did not have a cell phone, was picking up two bags at a time.
Right.
I've seen people throwing mulch out, working for whomever, putting down mulch, phone up to the ear of one hand, dipping one hand into the bag of mulch and spreading it with one hand. Now, that's
50%. I can't even imagine this is, for the cost of a Bluetooth headset, you get a wired headset and still solve this problem.
These people are not going to do that. Do you know, I could tell you how many wrecks I've seen personally with my own eyes sitting at stoplights while somebody slams into the person next to me because they were on a cell phone.
Sure. I'm a firefighter, and we, anecdotally, the firefighters say that we're having more motor vehicle accidents, single motor vehicle accidents and motor vehicle accidents caused by phones than we ever did before.
Well, I'm a retired captain from the fire department, and I'm telling you, the insurance companies, the first place they look in an accident, especially a serious accident, is to see who was on their stupid phone during that time.
Yep.
And I think it's, I mean, why would the average person need a smartphone? You tell, give me one reason why the average person needs a smartphone.
I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I can tell you that I have certainly used it to, look some things up that I've found useful, but I would say the majority of the time that the functionality of a flip phone would serve me 90%+ of the time.
Exactly. And some people say, it's got GPS and all this. Well, you can
That's
buy
handy.
A GPS. I use a GPS. It's not a phone, you know. And there's just
it's
no
easier
reason.
To update the GPS. So like the GPS on my phone is going to automatically update because it's plugged into it's talking to the cell phone tower. So I guess
I've got,
I'm getting.
Hey, I've got a GPS that is at least 12 years old, and it takes me everywhere I want to go. And
it's generally going to. Yeah,
right. I mean, if the road's been closed, you're probably not going to know about it. But otherwise, it's going to be.
I walk into offices. And it seems like half of the people in the office are talking on their cell phone. It's not business.
Well, we're lucky that they're talking, honestly.
Well, a lot of times they don't talk. The millennials, for instance, don't.
You're right. People that are younger than 35, the news stories are coming out that basically they're terrified of the notion of talking on a phone. And
they'll never take a call. They'll always let it go to voicemail.
You know, you're lucky if you get one of them on the phone.
The worst part about the smartphone and some flip phones, if you want to read that tiny, is the texting. What in the world is going on where human beings type with their thumbs?
Yeah.
Are we going back to the ape age or what? You got to be kidding me. Why can't you make a telephone call that takes you, half a minute or sit there and text for 5 minutes? Especially while you're driving, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There are certainly times that sending a text is a superior form of communication.
You're in a meeting or something, right? You have to get a message
most
out.
Most of the time, it seems like a phone call fixes it. I recently had a situation where I was dealing with, in a group chat, and basically some people were getting upset, as they tend to when they read things, as opposed to a quick phone conversation where somebody hears the tone of your voice, and
all the subtlety gets stripped away.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Good call, Jerry. Thanks for sharing with us tonight.
Bye.
I definitely appreciate it. Toll-free number here. I should have asked him what kind of phone he was on. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Charlie.
What else would it be? I mean, at this point, most of America
flip phones.
Half of America has a smartphone.
I've seen somebody with a flip phone within the most...
They exist.
Only half? Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Charlie.
All right, here we go.
You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, thanks for accepting my call.
Yeah, that's what we do. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different topic over here. I'm going to talk about how you get pulled over for no reason because the state police computer, generated computer, pulls up your license plate and says you have a suspended license.
Oh, boy.
And insurance.
That's frustrating. I suspect that happened to you.
Yeah, in fact, it's happened to me twice. Let me tell you what happened the first time. Here now on the border of New Mexico, where all the immigrants are running to or being allowed to go to, I was pulled over one evening for no reason, no probable cause or anything. I admitted no traffic violations. So I pulled over, and he gets out. I asked him what was the problem, what infraction was committed.
Before you go on, I'd like to ask, are you a brown person?
No.
Okay.
No, sir.
Because sometimes the cops will just pull you over for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. No, but I do have a Yukon Denali that I have all, decked out, customed out.
So you got a fancy ride, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Do you deal drugs?
Huh?
Do you deal drugs?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I sure don't.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead with
that. That's what I would say if I dealt drugs.
There's nothing wrong with dealing drugs.
Teasing him.
If that was the case, I wouldn't have called you.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. You get pulled over.
Okay, yeah, I get pulled over and asked him what it was an infraction that I committed to get pulled over with, what was the justification for it. And he told me just that. He says, my computer pulls up your license plate automatically and it tells us that your license is suspended because no insurance or something. I said, okay, that was no probable cause to pull me over. I'm only traveling as my rights say I can down the road. I don't work commerce. I'm not working for business, and therefore I shouldn't need that legally to have to travel down the road, minding my own business, enjoying the evening. And
if only those explanations worked. I love the idea of freedom to travel, and I understand what it is that you're saying. Unfortunately, I suspect it did not persuade him. What happened?
Okay. Well, I even showed him the paperwork where it states the law and everything else, and how I then requested for his bond. Because okay. Every officer, every law enforcement person that's there to protect us doesn't only have to go to get his certification as an officer to wherever they go to for training. I said, no, you also need your bond by the state to even wear that badge and to protect we the people. You know what I was talking about.
Nope.
Because the only thing I have to do is go to the academy, and that's it. I said, no, sir, you did not. So once I went, once I left there, I went to the courthouse the next day.
Hold on, did he ticket you?
Yes, he did.
Okay, but you didn't get arrested for driving while suspended, because that'll get you arrested, I think, here in New Hampshire, in a lot of cases.
Okay, no, over here, I refused to sign the ticket. I didn't even sign the ticket, and that
nice.
Just caused enough to have me arrested, but he didn't do that.
Okay, all right.
And then I got a motion from the courthouse before I was, had to go over there and go in front of the judge before this time. So I filed a motion, I entered to have his bond, it was just like a FOIA, to present it to me. That way I know he has standing to even approach me and to fight me for whatever it was that I did, which is a statute, not a law. Statutes are different from the law. And he had none, apparently. I didn't get nothing in the mail, which I was supposed to get before the court date. He didn't even show up. In fact, the judge that was supposed to see the case, he recused himself because he knows that I know that I know what they know, which is the law. Plain and simple.
So, just to be clear, the cop didn't show up to trial. You got the case dismissed because of that, right?
With prejudice.
Very nice. Nice job.
And it just happened again, though. Not in this city, but I was coming back from Colorado. I took some coins to get graded at Annex. And I get pulled by a state police officer. He passes me, slows down. I pass in, I pull into McDonald's. He stops his lights on and tells me the same thing. Now, I'm paying on my truck, okay? I make payments on my truck. It's almost paid off. And so, therefore, you are
I want to hear the rest of this story. Hang on. We're going to continue with you here, Charlie. He got away with the first one. What about the second one? It doesn't sound like he actually unsuspended the license between the two. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.